Last time we learned Isaiah Tess and Sichas Aran. Rabbi Nachman was saying how great is the koyach, the strength of Torah. That the koyach of Torah is so great that it could take anybody out of any aveira. It could pull a person out of whatever aveiras he's become lost in. As long, Rabbi Nachman said, as long as this person sets up a seder in learning, it has to be chayk kavua v'chiyav chazak, Rabbi Nachman says. Chayk kavua v'chiyav chazak. Absolutely sticks to the schedule. To have a chayk chavua and a chiyav chazak, that no matter what this person is doing wrong in his life, if he sets up a seder in learning that he sticks to, and Rabbi Nachman doesn't say which area of learning, he sets up a seder in learning. Rabbi Nachman, as we learned last week, had a certain mahalach of going through the whole Torah, which we'll talk more about. But as long as the person sets up a chayk kavua v'chiyav chazak to learn each and every day, but no matter what he goes through in that particular day, he has his seder in learning. Also, Rabbi Nachman doesn't say how much time that seder is. The ikar is, the main thing is, a chayk kavua, kviyas, and a chiyav chazak, that nothing in his life will shake him from that kviyas that he has. Then the Torah works for that person in such a way to pull him out of whatever he's in. So we're going to fill in a little bit with a piece from the Chutei Halachis, Chayshe Mishpat. It's part of a very, very long piece. This teaching, Chutei Halachis, you see on the right-hand side, all the way on the bottom, that I think there's a line over there, you see? Mm-hmm. Where it says, V'kol Zehaya Yidei Moshe. Like all the other Torahs in Likutei Halachos, Rabbi Nosson is explaining, by using a din in Shulchan Aruch, he's explaining a Torah of Rabbi Nachman, and showing how this Torah of Rabbi Nachman helps us to understand a specific halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and how to live with that Torah through Shulchan Aruch. And this is involving a specific area of halacha in Chayshe Mishpat, which we're not going to go into right now, and is going on Rabbi Nachman's Torah in the second chelik of Likutei Moran Simen Pei Beis, where there Rabbi Nachman speaks about Kiseida v'shaloi kiseida. You know, there are many things like you see in the Siddur, or you see in the Machzer, that go in the order of Aleph Beis. Like Ashi Yesh V'Yisach, they go in the order of Aleph Beis. There are other things that go in the reverse order, of Tuf, Shin, Reish, Kuf, Tashrak. But he knows in the Siddur, the Machzer, Zmiris, Kiseida, and Shaloi Kiseida. There's an order, and there's Shaloi Kiseida. And Rabbi Nachman teaches us that in life, there are things that go in life, keseda, that move along in a certain expected good way, keseda. And then there are things in life that are shaloi keseda. So there are times in life that go in the order of Aleph Beis. Those are machai. And there are times in life that go in the opposite order. And this is the side that Rav Nachman is explaining the pasuk, Achor v'kedem tzaretani. Hashem, you created me forward and backward. Achor v'kedem, or actually, backward and forward. Achor v'kedem tzaretani. And this piece from Rabbi Nosson is going on that Torah of Rabbi Nachman, on Achor v'kedem tzaretani, keseda v'shaloi keseda. L'inyaneinu, it was hard to pick exactly where to start. I didn't want to spend so much time on this. But it's what we're learning in the Tzichus Aran. Those of you who are familiar with the Kutei Halachas know that Rabbi Nosson will take the aside of Rabbi Nachman and he'll work through that Din Shulchan Aruch and he'll also cover what parashias it happened to be at that time of the year that he was living in. Also, if it's a yontiv in the middle, if there were things going on in the world, it's very, very encompassing and big. Rabbi Nosson's Torahs are very big. So here, this part of his of the Torah, he's talking about the amazing thing that Hashem changed the klolas, the curses of Bilam, into brachas, into blessings. The curses were changed into brachas. And that's also something that's changing in the Seder. Keseder, Shalai Keseder. A reversal. And all of this took place through Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman was explaining over there that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, he was able to have a kesher with even the pachos shebepchusim, even the lowest little Jew, he was able to have a kesher. Rabbi Nachman in a different Torah says that davka when a person, for the person who lo aleinu was most sick, you need to have the most choshev doctor. You have to have the biggest doctor for the person who is most sick. A person would think that somebody who is so sick, you know, just use any doctor. If there's somebody who's well, so you should use a choshev doctor, a good doctor. Of course, it's the opposite. That someone who lo aleinu is very sick, you have to have the best doctor. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the best doctor who ever lived. And therefore, because he was such a great doctor, he was able to help and to cure those patients who were even the pachis shebepchusim, who were most desperately ill. He was able to help them. Because as we've learned so many times, that elokus, godliness, the Rabbeinu Shalom, is to be found everywhere, even in the lowest place. It's not empty, chalil of elokus. Even when I sink down to the lowest depths, there you are. We were talking about that this past Shabbos morning, that a person's even when a person is mutzav arzah, he's a sulam, he's mutzav arzah, he's mamish in the lowest place. But Rosh is Megia Shemaimah, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is always every second with him. Nimsa Sha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, Kol Yisrael Hem Smuchim Tomet L'Hashem Zbarach. Through the Tzaddik, through Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Jewish people are always, always close to Hashem. They're always connected to Hashem through the Tzaddik. Even when Jews sin, chas v'shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not turn away from any Jew, even a Jew who sins. Ki Moshe Mekashem L'Hashem Yisbarach Tamid, because the Tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, is always working hard. The same way that Moshe Rabbeinu, to begin with, brought the Torah down Har Sinai, and he introduced Kivyachol, the Rebbeinu Shalom, to Klal Yisrael. So he's always bringing Hashem Yisbarach to us, no matter where a Jew is. Vayered Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu goes down, the Tzaddik goes down. Wherever a Jew is, the Tzaddik goes down, and he brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol into that place for the Jew. Wherever a Jew is, the Tzaddik brings Hashem Yisbarach to that person. The Tzaddik shows that person, no matter what he's done, Hashem Zbarach is here, Vayered Moshe, El Ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu went down to the people, Vayered Hashem El HaSinai. Ki Moshe Makashem Hashem Zbarach Tomit, Ki hu moitze lukus afilu ba'akal shebekam. This is the job of the tzaddik, to find elokus, to find godliness, meaning to show even the kalsh of the kalim, which means the lowest Jew, to show that person how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him also. That's the great job of the tzaddik. That's the greatest doctor, to be able to find life and to show a spark of life to a person who's, God forbid, in a very, very, very bad situation. To uncover life in that place. The job of the tzaddik is that when there's a Jew who's a pochet shebepchusim kal shebekalim, who's b'diutach tachton in the lowest, lowest place, the tzaddik shows that Jew that in his life there's also elokus. There's also God in his life. And by doing this, he's able to attach the person to Hashem Yisbarach, to change the curse into a blessing. That's the job of the tzaddik. The person feels that he's cursed. To be able to change that into a feeling of blessing, of changing the brach into a klola, that's the ikke avayda of the tzaddik in this world, who's achit shmaya va'ara, who joins together heaven and earth. That's a tzaddik, who brings heaven down to earth. That's the avayda of a tzaddik. Now we're going to see, how does Moshe Rabbeinu do that? How does the tzaddik do that? So we're all anxious to hear, what kind of kirov activity was Moshe Rabbeinu involved in? Did he make special barbecues, special t-shirts? Did he have co-ed kirov tennis matches? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do in order to bring this about? Kolze posach Moshe da Kusha by Arbaim Yom Achroinim Shal Kabal Sator. All of this Moshe Rabbeinu paved. He paved a path for this work of the tzaddik in those last 40 days of Kabal Sator. Kamu v'sham ki aideh ha-tayr ha-kadayisha shehimshich Moshe l'Yisrael aideh zeh Yisrael mikusharim l'aylam v'yizbach. The answer to the question is that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplishes this, and this is how every parent, every Rebbe, every tzaddik, every friend can bring that person that he loves back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah HaKadosh. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's secret. We're all trying to figure out, what's Moshe Rabbeinu's secret weapon? What did Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he use? What was his chiddush? So the Torah says, "Ki ma yidei ha-Torah ha-kadoshah shehimshich Moshe Yisrael adeizeh through the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down to us, adeizeh Yisrael mekusharim la'olam b'yisbarach." Through that, the Jewish people are always, always attached to Hashem. Kafilu poishi Yisrael malay mitzvos kerimin. That even the sinners of the Jewish people are filled with mitzvahs, are able to still come back. The Torah Hashem Tmima, the Torah of Hashem is perfect. Meshivas Nafesh. The Torah is Meshivas Nafesh. It restores the soul to a person. It gives you back your feeling of connection to the Baruch Shalom. It changes your life from a curse, from being filled with death, from the way of death, to the way of life. It makes the fool smart. And what and the meaning of that here, in the context of what Rabbi Nosson is explaining to us, the greatest foolishness of a Jew is to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates him. The greatest foolishness of a Jew is to think that Hashem Yisbarach has gone away from him because of his aveiros. That's the greatest foolishness. And the greatest fool is the person who keeps on doing aveiros and gives up hope and stops davening and stops learning and stops keeping mitzvahs because he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is finished with him. Ketayr's machkimas pesi. The person learns Torah, which is the Rebbe Shalom going down to each and every person, no matter who it is. Machkimas Pasi, even the foolish person can begin to understand, can begin to have seichel. And therefore, even the person who has fallen into the place that he's fallen to. That's a way of saying really bad. And he's very far from Hashem Yisbarach. Because of all the bad things that he's done. He can come back to Hashem. It's not hard. Bikal, easy. Either limud haTorah kedosha through learning Torah. And we understand at the end of Chumash when it says in pasuk Yikarv Alecha Adav Ma'od B'Fichah B'Levav Chala Asayisai. So we know that there's a difference between the Rishonim. What does it mean Yikarv Alecha Adav Ma'od? What's it talking about? It's very near to you. And what mitzvah is that? It says Bikal mitzvah hazayis. What mitzvah is it? So there's a machlokes Rishonim. Is it tshuva? Is it tshuva? Is it talking about tshuva? Was it talking about limud haTorah? We understand that limud haTorah is tshuva. It's the same thing. Ki karev elach hadavim ha'oid, ki ha-mitzvah hazayis le'rechaykehi. It's not far from you. So whether it's Torah, whether it's tshuva, the truth is that the Torah is tshuva. Through the Torah, it becomes easy. That's what it's karvelach. It's close to you. And yochel is karvelasha. The cow. I have a limit of Torah kedoshah. For learning Torah. Ki a Torah hakedoshah yeredes afilu mishuhu beimke haklipis. Because the Torah goes down even to a person who's in the depths of the klipis of the tumah. B'sha'ol tachtiyas in the lowest place. Chas v'shol. Uma ereres oisai. And it awakens him. Umekarevus oisel Hashem isbach, and it brings him close to Hashem, because that's the presence of Hashem. Torah is Elokus, and the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down. Then every time that a person, even if he's in the lowest place, as long as he has a chok kavua, as long as he has that kriyas and a chiyuv chazak to learn, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him in that place through the Torah. And is ma'ireves oisai. Umekareves oisai la'Hashem isbarach. The b'chinas avadoin umaves amru ba'izneinu shamanu shema. Even though we felt death and we heard the malach amaves, but we listened to what you were saying. We listened to the sound meaning of Torah. Ha'ina shafidu mishubi diyot ha'tachtanich hashalom. Even a person is in the lowest place. B'medor ha'klipis, the place of the klipis. Shemchinis avodon umavis, which is the place of death. You don't have to stop breathing to die. You could still be breathing and you're dead because you have no meaning in your life. You have no tachlis in your life. That place of a person where he has no feeling of any tachlis, any meaning, that's avodon umavis. That's called death. Even there, gam heim, those people who are in that place, mamish in Gehenna, heim shoymim, shoyma shalatayr. They could hear what the Torah is saying. They can also hear what the Torah is saying. Hainu. Yeah, shoym shalatayr. Shehinay senes lipsoim arma. That's what means machkim espasi. It gives the fool, psoim, fools, arma, a shrewdness, a cleverness. But we're not talking about people who are not smart. It could be somebody who's very smart in school and very smart stam. But he's foolish because he's lost in his aveirs. And he's forgotten the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah is Nisanis Lepsoim Arma. The Torah gives even the fools, these fools, arma, a cleverness. An Eitzah. Ki Eraisa Machrezes Tomid. Because the Torah is always calling out. Ad Mosai Pesayim Te Ahavu Pesi. How long will the fools love their foolishness? And Chazal said, the Torah is calling out to a person. How long are you going to go on with the Anarishkeit? Vaklal. Sha'atayra HaKadoshah Hiredes Afila Be'imkei Tahayim. That the Torah HaKadoshah descends even to the depths of Tahayim, the deepest, worst place. La'ayra Afila Was HaPachas Shebebchusim. To be Ma'ayra, even the lowest person, La'Hashem Shebebchusim, to come back to Hashem. And through learning Torah, a person can come back to Hashem even from the lowest place. And divrei Torah mekabel tumah. Divrei Torah not mekabel tumah. Divrei Torah not defiled. The Torah is ready to go anywhere. Wherever there's a Jew, the Torah is ready to go into that place. The Torah is ready to go to that place. You see that it was just now. It was the outside of the Kedoshim who were killed in India. So, see, in such a place, like when we're living in this neighborhood, so people are discussing, I don't know, the other neighborhood there's this shtiebel, in this neighborhood there's that shtiebel, and that there's this yeshiva, in this place there's less. You have Eden that they went over there. Shlichus into such a place, which is all Avodah Zarah. All Avodah Zarah, the whole place is just Avodah Zarah. On the streets, everywhere is Avodah Zarah. And you have this husband and wife. I was reading some more things about them that came out over the year. And the Jews who were there, even Jews who came business and were far away from Yiddishkeit, when you're in such a place, you only want to be with other Jews. You don't want to be with the Olam over there, the people. You want to be with other Yidden, because you feel that it's such an Avodah Zarah. So you want to be with other Jews. So all these Yidden, all kinds of Jews who go into that place and come for Shabbos, and the learning Torah with them. So Torah is not Makabel Tum. The Torah is invulnerable. It's not Makabel Tum. It goes wherever she's got a customer, the Torah will go there. Wherever there's a Yid, the Torah is ready to go. Alken afilu hazovim v'amesorayin oiskim haTorah. Therefore, notwithstanding takanis ezra, which we don't nowadays, we're not chayv to keep takanis ezra without going into the halacha. Even those people who are ritually impure or tamei, they're oiskim haTorah. They continue to learn. That's what we're passing. Ain't the vetem kabbalim tuma. Even a person who's tamei. Even a person who's impure. Learn. Ain't the vetem kabbalim tuma. And that gilui is especially after the churban and the end of time, especially now, when there's so much tuma in the world. Ain't the vetem kabbalim tuma. The Torah that is pure. Torah is Hashem tmima. Pure, perfect, yeshivas nefesh. Zer remesh afilu eilu shei mesitra de misabusa. Therefore, even those Jews that they're on the side of impurity, mesitra de misabusa, they're on the side of tumah. Gam hem sichin lasuk b'tayra. They also have to learn Torah every day. Say that no one can say it's not for me. Every single day. Because the Torah will bring them back. As we see at the end of Chumash, we were learning in the Chabura for months, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Tavaz, Kisvu Lechem Zashira Zayis, Lamdas Bnei Yisrael, Limin HaTorah. Even though the Torah tells us that at the end of time, and the end of the Torah is talking about specifically the end of time, there's going to be such a hestapan, there's going to be such a darkness, and the world's going to have such tumma, but this song of Torah, at the kissu lechem is ashira azayis. Through that, he lois the shakach mi pizarai. The Torah will never be forgotten. He lois the shakach mi pizarai. Hainu shafiluk sheyesol heim chaytim chasu shalom. Afiluk sheyesol heim chaytim chasu shalom. Even if God forbid, Jews are sinning. By the Zahar Yimisracha Kim Hashem is Baruch, and because of that they become far away from Hashem. The Bchinas Hastoris Ponim Chasa Shalom. Hastoris Ponim. I will appear at the Karavis on the next page. the Torah will still bring them close. Afilu beishem nezufim or rechaykim chas v'shalom, even when they're far, mitzad ma'aseim, because of their actions. Af al pichen ha'Torah tered imahim l'mokim shehem sham. The Torah will go to that place where they are. The Torah makes house calls. You don't have to go, the Torah comes to you. That's the song. That's why it says, we say this pasuk, this is one of the pesukim we say when there's a siyum, when we finish the mesechta. When you're up and walking, it goes with you, it directs you, it guides you. Okay, that we know when things are going well. But not only that, but b'shachbacha tishmor alacha. B'shachbacha means not only when you're awake and when you're walking, but when you're sleeping, it watches over you. The Torah watches over you. When you're sleeping means when you're not doing well. That's what we were talking about on Shabbos. Like it says by Yaakov, v'yishka v'malkamahu, when you're sleeping. V'yolam sham. B'shachbacha tishmor alacha. It watches you. It's the whole seam is like that. The Dorash Rabbi says, Zechon Levracha, B'shach B'cha B'keva. And Chazal say that when a person, after a person dies, and he's lying in the grave, but on a deeper level, in other words, the Torah that you learn protects you, the Torah you learned in your life. But on a deeper level, it means a person is lying in the grave, not in the physical grave. He's alive. He feels fine physically, but he's in the grave. He's as good as dead, law later, because his life is dead. What does it mean? B'shach b'cha b'kever, that the Torah can protect you even when you're lying in the grave. Hayna afilu k'shata shoyche b'sivta d'maisach ha'shalom, even a Jew who in his life is in that side of death. Gam oz ha-Torah tishma alecha, even then, the Torah watches you. U'sikarv oizcha la-Hashem esbarach kanal, and draws you near to Hashem. K'mubur kol zaheit b'maim ra'ani Hashem, hu shmi, sh'aydei, dibur ha-Torah yecharin lotzis madrega p'chus u'shvol madrega gavayim ha-oi. That through the study of Torah, a person is able to go out from a madrega p'chus, from a very low level, to l'madrega gavayim ha-oi. And go up to a very, very high level. Ki diburei ha-Torah mi'irin lai, because the words of Torah shine for a person and illuminate his path. I'm not going to go into the problem of this now because it's a very, very big inyan in the Kisari, but I'm sure many of you have heard that there's a connection between Yaakov Avinu and Rabbi Akiva. You've heard that. Avir Yaakov, the Isis Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva and Yaakov are the same Isis. And it's the inyan of Rachel Imenu, of Yaakov Avinu going and finding Rachel and marrying Rachel Imenu, which in Rabbi Akiva's life, his wife Rachel, the daughter of Kalev HaSavur, went and found him and brought him out. As long as Yaakov Avinu brought Rachel out of the house of love and out of Tumah, and in Rabbi Akiva's life, that Rachel, the daughter of Kalev HaSavur, would be the one to bring Rabbi Akiva out. And all the tikkunim that Yaakov made that night, that I was talking about this Per Shabbos, Vayishkav Mokamahu, Kefeilach, terrible, terrible night, with Tsaris from Esav, and he saw the Goliath, and all Tsaris bad things, all the tikkunim that were going to happen to Rabbi Akiva, which the whole hope of Klal Yisroel is through Rabbi Akiva, which is Kula Alibidei Rabbi Akiva, the whole Torah Shmal Pez Rabbi Akiva, Yotzei Neshamos Be'echad Rabbi Akiva. It's a very big sugi in the Kisari, Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva. It's a very big sugi. It's mamish everything there is. That Rabbi Akiva also two wives, his Rachel was connected, Rachel Imena, and the daughter of Tanis Rubas HaRosh that he married, that Rabbi Akiva married, is connected Leah, because Leah was supposed to marry Esav. And Rabbi Akiva had two wives, but not at the same time, after Rachel died. And all the tikkunim of Golus or of Yekiva. All the tikkunim of Vayolim Shem Kivah Hashemesh, Vayishka B'Mokam Ohu, of the night, because that night was Golus. And Yaakov mi tikkunim the davening of Maariv. It's the whole inyan of Rabbi Kiva, all the tikkunim of Golus through Rabbi Kiva. Ashreichem Yisra'om Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisra'om Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Umi Mitahir Eschem, Avichem Shav Shemayim, Vayim Mikvi Yisra'om Hashem. All of those tikkunim. Are through that matziv of what? Of b'shach b'cho b'kever. Kshat ha-shoichi b'sirti d'moysich ha-sholom gam oz ha-tor tishmu l'achus karvus l'ashem ha-sbor. And a person can go out from that. Yichon lotz is madrega b'chusu shvalu madrega v'ayma the Rekiva left. Rekiva was in a place a madrega b'chusu ma'oid. The Gemara says that Rekiva used to say that when I see a Talmud Chacham, I want to bite him like a donkey, like a chamor. That's also that has to do with the tikkun that took place in this week's parasha with the Shechem and Chamor, the whole inyan of Dina, Basleya, with Yaakov Avinu and Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva said, "I would bite the Talmud Chacham like a Chamor." Like that was all of these neshamas. Everything was from Bereishis is happening Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Kiva was such a madrega pchusa. Chazal tell us such a thing. Madrega Pchusa, such a low place. But look, for Rabbi Kiva, the Diburei Torah that brought him to such a Madrega, that lifted Rabbi Kiva up to such a Madrega, all of the Torah Shel Peh is the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, our whole life and goal is Rabbi Kiva. But those are the tikkunim of the Chanukah candles. It's the 36 candles of Chanukah, connecting the 36 Masechtos and Torah Shebaal Peh. The Argonis that's in the Torah, the 36 hours that Adam Rishon and Chava had the hidden light of creation, which is the 36 Masechtos. Near Mitzvah, the Torah Or, that's the light of Torah, which is so great, which is the Ikkis Torah Shebaal Peh, that lights up even the darkness, it's all the tikkunim of Chanukah, which is also very much of the Yekiva and Yaakovinu, it's not for now. But all of that is the koyach of Torah that Rabbi Nachum is talking about in Sichas Aran, the great strength of Torah. Which we see that the Torah goes down no matter where you are, and that's the inyan, the davka of the Chanukah menorah is l'mata masor tefachim. That the light of Chanukah is in such a low place, that L'chadchil it's lit in a low place, beneath ten tefachim, all the way down by the ground, which is lo'edlum lo'yod eshchin l'matim eser tefachim. The Shechina doesn't usually go to such places, but ein divrei Torah mekabel tumah. Therefore, the ikur is to learn a lot of Torah by Chanukah, to be oisik in Torah, even if it means being moichel on two or three sufganias, if you have to, or a party or two. The ikir is limud haTorah. The ikir tikkunim of Chanukah v'Torah Shebaal Peh. Ki dibur haTorah mi'irin loy, ki hem b'chines sifarta d'koy al kus loy b'mayin. B'chines v'tegal margalois v'rei shimati means it's mamish. It's the light that is shining on the darkest place in the world, without going into these adrashas of the Zohar Kodesh that he talks about, that Nachum talks about. I'm not going to go into. But nimsa shemiyoyim shezachinu mechemas Hashem makabas atayr like the Moshe Rabbeinu l'shalom, which comes out that from that day that we were zoicha because of Hashem's great love, that we were zoicha to receive the Torah. Hayde Moshe Rabbeinu, miyoyim ahu ein shum harchok el Yisrael me'akadosh baruch hu la'olam. There has never been, even though it looks a certain way, there's never been a distance really between Hashem and the Jewish people. Ki tomer em smuchim Hashem Hashbaruch al yidei ha'Torah she'yiredes ha'olimoyim, because they're always connected to Hashem through the Torah that goes with them wherever they are. is our ik in the sinus of Torah Yisrael. As the ik in the sinus of Torah Yisrael. So you see here the whole concept of yeshivas that are only interested in the best and sharpest students. The whole inyan is mufrach. It's strange. So kiet, the ikka kabbalas haTorah is for the weaker students. That's what comes out. The ikka kabbalas haTorah is for the weaker students. So when any of you makes a yeshiva in the future, you don't have to advertise only mitzvayonim, only the best. But the ikka mitzvayonim haTorah was for those that reached the diyuta tachtoina. It's the ikka mitzvayonim haTorah. That's what Rav Nosson says. He tells us, "Ayidei haTorah sheyeredes va'early imarim kanal is our ikin nesinus haTorah b'Yisrael." But through that, Moshe Rabbeinu is makasha the Jewish people to Hashem's brach through the Torah. Those people who are only teaching the best and the brightest. Not that the best and the brightest don't deserve to have special. Of course, if a child is very, very bright, then he shouldn't be chalila ignored either, because then he gets bored and he doesn't want to learn. Of course, they have to be taught in a higher level. If a child is very bright, 100% he needs to be. That's his Torah also. The Torah is not only for people who are b'dach tachtayin, a child, to speak to each person on his madrega. But the idea that the Torah, which the Chavetz Chaim found so repulsive when it came to him, somebody brought up such a concept to the Chavetz Chaim to make a yeshiva that only for the best, but the Chavetz Chaim was mamish repulsed by the whole idea. Never heard of such a thing. It's a thing for the Torah to. Chavetz Chaim used to go bring Jews, bring boys from villages in Shtetlach. Used to, like the Pied Piper, used to walk back to Radin. It's all the tzaddikim amitim. The tzaddikim amitim are Isaac in these things, with Torah bringing back Jews, not just to have an accelerated program for only for people. Same, everybody needs what Torah they're ready for. But the ik and the sinus of Torah is for people who are in a place like that. Because before the Torah was given, there were tzaddikim on an accelerated track. Is that the right word? Am I saying they have that like in schools, accelerated, right? I remember. I wasn't sure. So before the Torah was given, you had big tzaddikim. They were big people. Those big people, they're able to be oiv them. Hashem is brachem adrege gavoyim ha'oik and ha'avis and shem ve'ever. They were big people. The truth is, they didn't even need to get the Torah. Those people were able to learn Torah before the Torah was given. That's how great they were. Ma shahay yehushiya bevaday gam achshav yesh tzaddikim gadol ma'ala b'chador b'chinas ben eli, and now also they're big tzaddikim in every generation. That even if they wouldn't get the Torah, they would be able to get close to Hashem, love the Be'emes, and to serve Hashem in truth. Therefore, the ikar ha'mayla ha'gadayli be'yoyste shal nesinus ha'Torah, hu shal yidei ha'Torah gam ha'pochus shebebchusim yochel eskav l'Hashem esbroch mimokim shu. Remember that sentence. The tzaddikim before Kabbalah started, they were able to, those people can get close to Hashem. However, they know the Torah without it being given, the whatever. It's not our Asik, but that's for big people. So what's the ik Kabbalah of Torah? Why did the Baruch Shalom open up a school? The main reason he opened up a school. The main reason the Baruch Shalom opened up a school is for the pochus of chusim, for the ones who have difficulties. It's the main reason he opened up a school. Sheidei HaTorah gam ha'pochus of chusim yochus kav l'Hashem esbroch mokim shukanal. When the Baal Shem HaKadosh came with that message, when he came with that message, it shook up the whole world. But before the Baal Shem, there were Bati Midrashim. You had in this Midrash, you had a couple of geniuses that were sitting close behind the door and learning day and night. But the Hamoinam were just dragging around in the streets, not knowing what to do. Not barely to be able to say a Kibbutz Tehillim. Forget about a black Gemara. And the Bashama Kodesh says what? It's the Ikka Kabbalah of Torah is for Amcha Beis Yisrael, it's for everybody. The Torah wasn't given just for Tzadikim and Gaonim. But for Gamma Pachsu B'chuz Mechlas Karvel, Hashem's book, Mimokim Shehu. The Torah was given to change curses into blessings. Where it's all blessings, that's nice. The Torah is a good thing there too. It's very good. But the Ikka Koyach HaTorah is where there are curses. That's where this is galus of the power of Torah and the medicine of Torah. Is Davke with this, the Sitra the mice of the side of death, the Mesubusa Tumah. That's the Ikka Koyach HaTorah is in such a way. Yitzhak Vorka used to say a shir between Mincha Maariv in the Medrash Rabbah of that parasha. Every day he was saying the Medrash Rabbah, and there would be there all different levels of Jews. In Vorka, the sharpest minds, geniuses were there, and the simple water carriers and shlumpers were there. And everybody was in the spall. Each person that was there felt that Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka was talking mamish to him. It means the biggest gaonim that were there heard unbelievable things in Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka said. And the little person who barely didn't know anything, he heard such a service he had from that shir. Imagine. So it once happened that the Yitzchak Vorka was saying the Shir in Medrash to Mincha Maariv, and there was a Yid over there, a plain person, and he fainted. Everybody was a whole tumult, and the Yitzchak Vorka went over to him and he whispered something in his ear. And then the Yid woke up and he went back to sit down. He was okay. So after Maariv, the guys went over to him, his friends. So what happened to you over there? What happened? Why'd you pass out? So what? I pass out. He said, Yitzchak Vorka. He said, the Rebbe was saying every aveira I ever did in my life. He was talking about in the shir, and I was so embarrassed that he was saying my name and all my aveiras. And they looked at him, and I was talking about. And so I fainted. And I said, so what did the Rebbe tell you when he went over? He said, the Rebbe went over, and he whispered to me, he said, Maishal, he says, don't worry. You heard that. Nobody else heard that. Nobody else heard, only you heard that. It's okay. And get up and learn. But each person, his life, I feel pochus shebepchusim. That Rav Yitzchak Vorka went to each person. There were others who considered it to be the biggest chachma to say a shia that nobody understands. Only like, you know, the special, like the big lamdan, but otherwise nobody understands. And that's a madrega of a shia. Why is that a madrega? That, can you imagine if Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasin and said such a shia? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu would come down from Hasin, he would say a shia like that. Everybody would have walked away and said, what are you talking about? Then we wouldn't have any Judaism. There wouldn't be any Yiddish guys. Well, you know what that was? I don't know what that was. And they should not have come and said a Shia. And then the Chaz are good. Everybody should understand the Shia. Good. Everybody understands the Shia. And he had Chaz with each person. Should be understood and should be clear. Call yourselves Zoichem Laskarvil of Adair Torah Kedosha. This is the Koyach of Torah that Ibn Nachum is talking about. Laaf al Pisha Bevadei Lagdoilim Bemailu Gamkin Schuz Godel Nasin Satarak Kedosha Bechinis Yishma Chacham Yosef. Of course, for a great person, the Torah is also amazing for the great person. And the more the great person he is, the more he understands. And the closer he gets to the Vayolim also, of course. Af apichem ikra chemla v'achesed shel Hashem Yisbarach. Ikra chemla v'achesed shel Hashem Yisbarach. Asher nos nesatera kedoshu hu bebchina hanal. The ikra chemla, the main compassion, the main kindness and love of Hashem that He gave the Torah, was not for the gedolim, was for the ketan. Shatayi derech kvusha, because the Torah is a paved derech, a way, a path, a highway. Shal yoda yochel eskara filo pochus v'pchusim mokim shul Hashem. That for that, even the pochus v'pchusim can come to Hashem. Al kenei dein esin es ha-Torah kedosha. And therefore, through the Torah, ein kleach la-haklola chasashom shetochel v'yisrael, curses have no effect upon Jews. You don't have to have all kinds of signs in your house and wear ein hara charts and anti things and holy rabbit's feet and whatever else you have and go and put on strings around your hands, all these things. You don't need any of that. If you learn Torah, Shabbacha, Zalechacha, you learn Torah every day. Kviyas, Chiyav Chazak, Chayt Kavua, Chiyav Chazak. It's better than getting any red strings. It's better than any of the other magical things that they sell. That's the ikka, is to learn. When a person learns, ain kerech la klola chas shom shatol chav yishol, then klolas have curses that have no effect on us. Af al pi shechotu bavadazar ve'efridu chiyas me'odam lechava lebchines malchus shebchines shalikas edish m'sham shtal shachizas la klola chas shom. Now he comes back to the inyan that he was talking about earlier, that Rabbi Nachman was talking about in the Torah. And that Rabbi Nosson goes on to explain, I'm not going to go into this whole thing now, that's the inyan of the kedusha of the Bate Knesias and the Bate Midrashes, shuls and yeshivas. That we see that in the same curse of Bilam that was changed into a bracha, that we see Matoivu Oyalacha Yaakov, Matoivu Oyalacha Yaakov. And it says over there, "Kinecholim nitoyu kaholim nata Hashem keganes elinah," that the shuls and the yeshivas are compared to rivers that purify. So Bilam was talking, meaning that the curse that was changed into a blessing is filled with the blessing of the power of Torah to change curses into blessings. The river of Torah, the water of Torah, that's matoivu oharlacha Yaakov. The oil of Yaakov is that oil of Torah of the yeshiva. And of the Beis Medrash and the Beis HaKnesses. And Beis Hashem next week, so we'll continue. So much Shabbos, so we'll continue Chanukah.